Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
35 as we make our way through this Wednesday morning. Mike Hoss joins us, voice of the Saints, who also is involved with the Superdome in a major way. How are you, Mike?
I am well. Traffic was a little rough getting down here. You know, I ride my bike from the Superdome to here because there's no parking and traffic. And it's a piece of cake, except you have to stop for red lights, too. Yeah. Well, yeah. But anyway, well, it was beautiful out there.
You may. A lot of them.
I know. I'm like, I feel like I better follow the rules because I want them to follow the rules.
Let's talk about the Superdome and the preparation that was involved for this. I was wondering, first of all, you know, they had the opening night, and that got me thinking about the field, and I know the media was not allowed on the field per se on the sidelines. Is this a whole new field for the Super Bowl, or is it
nope.
This field? No?
Same field.
Okay.
Same. I mean, you know, so they put in a new field each year. Doesn't get, we always hope it gets more play with Saints playoffs, mm-hmm. End of the season, but Bayou Classic, high school football, the New Orleans R&L carries, well, there's a certain number of games, but no, this is the same field.
And sometimes it's better when the field is not brand new, right?
That right, I think it gets a little play. I mean, there used to be times, I was told, this is pre my arrival, that when you would put in a new field, you kind of want it to have a little wear. Mm-hmm. So they would bring in high school marching bands,
really?
To kind of walk and do the field just to kind of, you know, get it a little. And then they brush it, of course, and
yeah.
Make sure the rubber and the sand are perfect, which it will be perfect.
Before the I lost weight, they would bring me in to walk around on it. I never knew that. Let's talk about the crew that comes in and prepares it, paints the end zones and all that kind of stuff. Is that the Saints crew or the
NFL.
Superdome crew? Or
it's all NFL. With the assistance of our Superdome crew. You know, we have Renee, who is just unbelievable, been there so many, many years. And, you know, they help. But it's our crew that really goes through year in and year out, who when we have the Sugar Bowl one day and something else the next, I mean, they go in and clean it, paint it. So it's in conjunction, but it is the NFL, and they've got kind of what I would call the initial paint. I think mm-hmm. they'll have more as they go forward because they're trying to also have rehearsals mm-hmm. On the field, and so I think by the time rehearsals get done, they'll go in and just
touch it up.
It's going to be the building itself is beautiful,
right?
And the colors pop so amazingly. That green and that red, you can't miss it. The building was beautiful already, but it really pops.
You know, Tim Zimmer back at the station, he swears that the green and the red in the logo, and you've heard this before, you know, But what can you do? People, I know it's not, people just believe it.
It's not even, like, if we put the colors out there, it's not even close to the green for Philly.
Well, you know, that goes to tell you about Christmas, too. Christmas is part of the conspiracy as well, red and green, right? You know what I'm saying? No, but seriously, when it comes to the end zones and when it comes to the Super Bowl logos and all that, this may be a dumb question, but these are the things, Mike Haas, I think about. Do they cut those end zones out and send them somewhere to the Hall of Fame, or do they just, or do you know?
The field itself, and this is not my area, so I will not speak in depth about it. The field itself will get, will have new life. Mm-hmm. And I'm told, and this will be
because it's new every year. They change every year.
Change every year. And that it will stay in town at a Nord facility. That's what I've been told. I don't know anything about anything else.
Paint it up like it is?
I think that has to be cleaned to an extent. Certainly the NFL shield. So some things have to be clean because you have to also, this is forget NFL, take a Saints season. You know, you have to get the sand and the rubber, vacuum it back up into these huge white bags, thousands and thousands of pounds, set it off to the side because then you got to roll the turf up, which comes in pieces, it's like a puzzle, and then ship it like that. So then you put the sand and the rubber back down. So that part I love. There's one at Lusher High School, Tom Benson Field in Canton, Ohio, has a former field. So that part is fantastic that it has, you know, a second life.
And I'm not trying to dwell on the excruciating minutia, but nothing just happens, and the field fascinates me. So we're going to take a quick break. We have a surprise guest when we come back, Mike. A surprise guest. That's all I'll say. 9:40, 20 till 10. Traffic now, WWL. .9 46, 14 till 10. We're here at the Convention Center on Radio Row celebrating a big game week. And, man, this is an honor because normally I'm at home listening to these guys on Sunday afternoon, and I thank them both for making this season enjoyable. Not only is Mike Haas here, the voice of the Saints, but Deuce McAllister joins us on a hotline. What a surprise. How you doing, Deuce?
I'm doing well. How are you gentlemen doing?
We're doing great, man.
Deuce!
Do you guys, like, not talk after the season, or what happens? Do y'all go your separate ways?
We go our separate ways. We wave at each other, and it's just like, you know, we say, hey, this is a goodbye, but it's not forever. I'll see you in a couple weeks. That's how it goes, Tommy.
Man, I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to thank
you
again. I'm going to thank you again, as I have personally, but as a fan, for making this season. Because it was a tough season, but y'all made it enjoyable to listen to. It was honest, it was candid, but it was fair, and I think...
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
They'll do a tremendous job, but enough of that. Tell me, Deuce, how'd you come to be the bearer of the Lombardi Trophy?
The bearer of the Lombardi Trophy. I don't know how it all came together, but I'm extremely grateful, you know, that we were able to make it work. And so I've been fortunate enough to be involved with it prior. I guess it was, 11 years ago in 2013. And so things went well there. And this year, you know, to be able to add a parade to it and, you know, just kind of kick off Super Bowl week, you know, that's something that only happens in New Orleans. And so New Orleans company, New Orleans, obviously the city, NFL, the Saints, you know, we want to do a great job. We want to be great hosts. And like you talked about, since we could not be in the Super Bowl, then we wanted to kind of do our part to showcase our city and our state.
And you'll be bringing it into the Super Bowl experience today, right?
I will be bringing it into the Super Bowl experience later on today. Pretty excited about that. And, you know, one of the things for me, I've been blessed and fortunate enough to do a lot of, you know, pretty cool things in the NFL. And has given me that opportunity. But, man, for me to be able to have my family there to experience it with me, you know, it's that has been probably one of the coolest pieces. And so my son's, his football and basketball team, they were able to kind of walk in the parade and experience it. And, you know, we got a couple of shots. And today, Mike, how about this? And Tommy, I will have some of the best security that probably rivals from a presidential standpoint. But it's not just the NFL and the state troopers. I will have what I call my top flight security. So my youngest son, he and a couple of his friends, they will be my security detail. So I don't know how many people can say they have 11-year-old and 12-year-old security detail with the Super Bowl trophy, but man, they're excited about it.
You got to get him an earpiece.
Yeah,
you got to get him an earpiece.
Mike,
they already got their glasses on and their security. I mean, we're talking about 11 year olds, and so they're pretty excited. I told them, look, you know, I can't bring your whole class or your whole whatever grade, but that's what they want, and so. I don't know how they're containing themselves at school, but, yeah, they're pretty excited about it, and I am as well.
Deuce, I'm honored to know you. You know that, and Mike and everybody I work with here. But one thing that impresses me about you, and I was talking to Thomas Morstead about this earlier, that despite everything you've achieved on the field, which is notable, and you said you were blessed, and you were blessed, but you earned a lot of what you have now. You earn most of it. It's opportunity and preparation. I get all that. But tell me about the importance and, to me, the gold of being in any kind of broadcasting or football or what have you. The gold is when you can get your family involved. Talk about the importance of that, if you will, please, because you mentioned your sons.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, so many people sacrifice. So many people sacrifice for you. To be able to not just to play the game, but even to help you get to that level. I mean, a lot of people sacrifice, and I think, you know, sometimes you get so caught up in it that you don't realize. And once it's over, you kind of see, man, you gave up this or you were doing this. And it's no different, you know, from the coaches, their families as well. I mean, it's a lot of time. And Hoss knows this. It's a lot of time. The preparation, it just doesn't happen during the season. I mean, the stuff that happens in the off season, that all has to be put in place. I mean, and so you literally know, hey, this is what I want to work on. This is what we will do. I can change it, but you have to have that structure in place. And so from a player standpoint, a game plan has to be put in place. You're watching film. You're evaluating that. But you miss out a lot. And so for me to have that opportunity for them to be able to go and experience it and see it, you know, there's not a lot more that you would trade for that.
And the reason I bring it up, Newell Norman sitting here, he was sheriff. He gave up a lot in his life to be sheriff, a lot of family time. Mike Hoss gave up a lot in his. I got up from my table numerous times, Christmas dinner to Thanksgiving dinner, to go MC car giveaways because you can't turn down the business. It always is a balance as a parent to do business and to take care of your job and your career and also to balance being a parent. I think you've done a hell of a job doing that. I really do.
Well, I mean, I agree. I mean, we all make decisions, and, you know, there's not many people as far as from a parent standpoint, hey, look, I want my kids to have better opportunities than me. And so that's no different than any other individual. And so for the world that I lived in as far as the sporting world, to give them exposure and access, you know, that's the only thing that I could ask. And, you know, they have to kind of want it and want to do it themselves. But, you know, for me to give them that access is pretty unique. And so, guys, I do have to – so I am doing today, right now, the health and body and mind screening with Tulane University and the NFL, the Players Care Foundation. So I have I had a hand grip test, and my numbers came back okay. Did some blood work. I did body composition. That wasn't pretty, but, you know, it's a work in progress. And so the Player Care Foundation in Tulane, they invite a lot of the guys. You have to sign up for it. They invite it. They want to do your testing. They want to do your screening. And so this was one of the first days that it kicked off. And so to see a lot of the former players, guys, you know, that are here for the Super Bowl, they're coming to get tested and you know, just try to improve the health of some of those athletes that we just talked about.
Deuce, I hope we get you back sometime to talk about some X's and O's and some football. I just want to talk to you personally because I'm a big fan of yours and Mike's and everybody else. Good to have you all together, man. Congratulations. We'll look for you. And a quick word on that Super Bowl experience. If you got kids, you got to bring them down. Wouldn't you agree?
It starts today. It goes to Saturday. You got to go and experience it. And they have something for all age groups as well. It doesn't have to be a diehard football fan. Just trust me, it's well worth it.
And shuttles all over. You don't even have to drive. They'll pick you up at Delgado, at Oakwood, at Audubon Park, and also you can bike if you want. Also at the Plaza New Orleans East. Thank you, Deuce McAllister. We'll look for you this afternoon. Thank you, Mike Haas. Newell Norman's coming up next. We'll find out what he's got as we continue here at the Convention Center, Radio Row, the Host Committee's Media Center, celebrating Big Game Week, powered by Lambert, Zaney, Smith & Soso. Back in a flash, WWL.